AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of nearly two dozen Lebanese communities near its border. Dock workers at ports across the country began walking picket lines in a strike over wages and automation. In an AP interview, Boise Butler, president of the Longshoremen's Union Local in Philadelphia, says dock workers want what they've earned.
What they need to do is pay these men and women a fair wage. They made billions and billions and billions of dollars, okay? All right, billions and billions and billions of dollars, okay? And during COVID, they ripped off the whole industry. They ripped the government off and every damn body else during COVID, okay? Now, we want them to pay back.
Inflation in the 20 countries that use the euro fell 1.8% in September. That's below the European Central Bank's target for the first time in more than 3 years. Tim Walz and J.D. Vance will meet for their first and possibly only vice presidential debate tonight. It may also be the last debate for both campaigns to argue their case before the election. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange spoke to the Council of Europe today for the first time since his release. At a news conference, Assange says he is blocked from appealing against the plea agreement.
Justice, for me, is now precluded, as the US government insisted in writing into its plea agreement that I cannot file a case at the European Court of Human Rights or even a Freedom of Information Act request over what it did to me as a result of its extradition request. I want to be totally clear. I am not free today because the system worked.
Japan's parliament has elected Shigeru Ishiba, head of the governing Liberal Democratic Party, as the country's new prime minister. Officials in Thailand say a bus carrying young students and teachers caught fire outside Bangkok, and 23 of those on board are feared dead. This is AP News. Charitable events are marking Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday.
The October 1st 100th birthday of former President Jimmy Carter is being observed with the construction of 30 new homes in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thousands of Habitat for Humanity volunteers gathered Monday to start building the homes on what was once a golf course. Carter and late First Lady Rosalind Carter's relationship with Habitat for Humanity stretches back 40 years to when the couple went to New York City on a build in 1984. Habitat International CEO Jonathan Reckford.
President Carter's often told me that building with Habitat is the best way he knows to put his Christian faith into action in a very tangible way, and that he and Mrs. Carter always feel like they got more out of the building experience than anything they could put into it.
And all of the proceeds of a September star-studded concert in Atlanta that has raised $1.2 million so far will go to support the international programs of the Carter Center. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.